Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
The Daily Mix Show.
The big consumer electronics show in Vegas is happening right now, and the products being released are absolutely unbelievable, mind-blowing as usual.
I spent a half a second on social media. I'm just like overwhelmed by how much new and weird and quirky stuff is out there.
Some of it is very out there. So joining us right now to chat about CES is Katarina Mogis. Hi, Katarina.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on. Yep. We were just watching on your YouTube page, which is Kata Mogs, M-O-G-Z. Some of the stuff that you're showing on your YouTube page and on your videos, which I highly recommend people checking out because it's awesome. There's some out there stuff that's kind of freaking me out, especially some of the pets.
Yes, so many quirky, creative innovations here at CES. One that really stood out was the electric salt spoon. I don't know if you guys saw that one
yet.
Yes, so it uses mild electric currents that stimulate your taste buds, so it makes your food actually taste saltier.
Did it work as well as it was advertised to work?
You know what? People were skeptical at first. There was a long line. I tried it, and it really made a difference. It works by intensifying the flavor. So we tried a bland soup, and it goes up to 4 different levels of strength, the spoon does. I went up all the way to the 4th so I could really give you guys an honest opinion. You do not feel the electrical currents. It actually uses science to help you not oversalt your spoon and really, like, amplifies the flavor of the food.
Katarina, does that freak you out that, like, that we have the ability and the technology to be able to do something like that? That just sounds crazy to me.
Right? Not even that. It also lasts up to 3 months, so you don't really have to worry about charging it because this is a tech device just in your kitchen.
That is so wild.
It'd be funny going up to a restaurant and showing up and you're like, I don't need a spoon. I've got my own spoon. And you pull out because it's kind of like, it almost looks like an electronic toothbrush.
It does. It does. It's pretty compact, actually. It's not available in the U.S. just yet, but I'm kind of excited to have people trying that out and making the food just taste a lot more flavorful without any added salt.
Now, I know Steve mentioned that there were some weird pet options at the Consumer Electronics Show, and one of them was the smart pet.
Yes, so the Tombot. This is a hyper realistic lap dog, golden retriever, and it's actually built for people with dementia, PTSD, and depression. So it has a really nice backstory. The owner has a lovely story, and you know what? It responds and has sensors in its body. It has microphones. It's able to sit on your lap and be a pet and companion for people who may not be able to have pet or be able to take care of one for themselves.
I love that. I mean, like, I remember when we had a Tamagotchi back in the day, and that was pretty cool, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah. So, of all the things that you've seen, if you were given, like, okay, money's not an issue at all, like, you could pick one thing of all the things you've seen and walk home with it, what's that one thing that has blown you away so much that you wish you could have to take home with you?
Okay, there's something that I feel like I would actually use every day, and it's only $25. It's kind of quirky and fun. It's called the Fufu Robot, and it blows on your food. You actually put this little character on the edge of a bowl or on the edge of your coffee cup, and it blows on it. I know that my teas are always way too hot or my coffee. So I feel like this is something I would actually use every day.
I feel like I would use this for my child who always thinks that everything is too hot. And he thinks everything is too hot all the time. That's what he's getting for Christmas next
year. That is the funniest thing that they have an actual product that will blow on your food to cool it down.
Yeah. silent, portable, really small, and really cute. So I feel like this is a really good stocking stuffer. It's great.
And it's called the Fufu Robot?
Yeah, Fufu Robot.
I'm definitely going to look that up. Right on, Katarina. I really appreciate you giving us an update on what's going on in the world of CES. I know it's got to be crazy over there, but it's been fun just to see some of the strange products that have been showing up online.
Absolutely. I'll be posting so much more every day this week, so make sure you guys stay tuned. You know, it's really fun seeing all the quirky, creative innovations, but hey, you know, that's what CES is all about, technology that could change people's lives.
And Kat, if people want to check out your YouTube, your handle is at Katamogs.
Yep, KATAMOGZ.
Thank you so much for giving us a little sneak peek of everything that's going on, and have the best time.
Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Definitely Canadian.
Yo, for sure.
You don't know why? Because she said, instead of saying Z.
She said Z.
I didn't know that until recently. That's a thing.
Wait, what is it?
Z. Like, they don't say X, Y, Z. Those Canadians, they go, in Canada, go X, Y, Z.
Well, there's the song YYZ by Rush, but if you're Canadian, it's YYZ.
Wow.
Did you know that, Danny?
No, I knew Zed as like a Power Rangers villain one time, but that's about it.
That's why she said KATAMOGZ.
Zed.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that either. Well, I definitely thought she had an accent, but I was not thinking Canadian at all.
What were you thinking?
Like Russian or something? Her name is Katarina.
Hey, Katarina.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh my God. The Daily Mix Show.